Jamie, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We're here talking about Knoxville's Got Talent, the third annual Knoxville's Got Talent, and the deadline for performers to sign up is actually tomorrow. And why don't you explain a little bit about the history, I guess, of Knoxville's Got Talent and the wild success behind it?
I can definitely explain that. Knoxville's Got Talent, this is our third year. This is an event sponsored by the Knoxville Noon Kiwanis, and we were trying to figure out creatively a way to fundraise some money for Missoula Children's Theater to have that experience brought to our Knoxville youth. So this is our third year, Knoxville's Got Talent. We signed up local talent acts here. Anyone can join, adults, children, it doesn't make any difference. We love them all. And we'll be doing that on April 19th.
The show is on April 19th.
Yes, the show is April 19th. And as you mentioned, the deadline is March 1st.
Okay, yeah. And so what kind of talent have we seen signed up in the past? I know yet last year more than 40 people performed in a variety of different acts and skits, I imagine.
We did have all kinds of acts. We had dancers and singers, guitarists. We had a group that actually played trash can lids. They had all kinds of fun stuff. Talent comes in many forms, so we'll take that, whether it's an instrument player, a singer, dancer, we have no limits. So we would encourage anyone who has something unique to bring that forward.
Sure, absolutely. And is there any registration fee?
No registration fee whatsoever. It's completely free to our performers. The only part that there is a cost for, again, not to performers, is to their family to come and watch. As I said before, this is a fundraiser for us, and all of the funds raised go to our Missoula Children's Theater that will come to Knoxville in October.
Yeah, and the Missoula Children's Theater is, we've had it here in Knoxville in the past. I know this past year they did Cinderella, and it's just a great way for children that don't have time to go over, you know, a full 2 months or something like that to dedicate. They can just go for a week to this theater camp, get a very intense, good experience with it, and get a lot out of it.
Absolutely. And you know, that doesn't cost anything when Missoula comes to Knoxville either. You might pay a lot of money to go to a theater camp come, you know, camp time, but it is free. We don't charge anything for our performers. We actually, last year, were fortunate enough with the support that was raised to feed those children every single night. And it's absolutely amazing because I'm a parent myself. I know what a great deal that helped our schedule out, and it was appreciated by all.
And the Missoula Children's Theater, the people that come and work with the children are top quality people.
They are top quality. They go through tons and tons of training. They are on the road for a certain amount of time before they're even allowed to touch children as far as helping them out in a director capacity. So they have lots of experience. They understand people's schedules, but they are very firm and they do make it a great experience for the kids. And there are some who this is what they want to do when they grow up now. So we've touched the lives of a lot of children.
So once again, that's performers need to sign up by tomorrow. How do they do that?
Yes, they just need to give me a call. My number is 641-943-2267. They can also reach me during the daytime. It's 842-7266, and we'll get them signed up and give them some important pieces of information so that they're there on time.
And I guess I just wanted to say too that we talked about how the performers last year at Knoxville's Got Talent were of a great variety, but also this is a huge community event. You had a great attendance last year. As you said, it was successful enough to help out with a large part of this Missoula Children's Theater, help feed the kids that were there. So obviously the community got behind it last year quite a bit.
Absolutely, and we cannot thank those enough, and we certainly would love to have an even bigger turnout this year. We had almost a complete sellout last year, which is great. We sold lots of tickets, and parents had a good time, and I think that's why it continues to grow every single year. And you know, half the battle sometimes is getting up on that stage, and we want to reward those kids just as much. So come out, have a good time. I think in the long run they'll find it was a really good experience.
All right, so we got performers need to sign up by tomorrow, and their performances will be April 19th, so make sure you're obviously in town when you for that date if you sign up for a performer. And is there anything else people should know right now?
I don't think so. I think that all the information is out there. Please give me a call if you're interested. Space will soon become very limited, if even available, because we, you know, we do have to keep it on a time schedule for that night. So give me a call and sign up.
All right. Well, thanks, Jamie.
Thanks so much for having me.